producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We must not be taken aback by the numbers, but rather view them as persons, seeing their faces and listening to their stories, trying to respond as best we can to their situation, to respond in a way which is always human, just and fraternal.
That was the Pope as he addressed a joint session of Congress. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Some are calling it the Sermon on the Hill, whether he's talking about immigration, talking about all Americans are foreigners, that we basically come from somewhere else. That was a little bit of the message that you heard there. At times it was difficult to understand him, but I applaud him for his English when you think of it being the second language of this Pope, who mostly communicates in Spanish and Italian and knows a smattering of other languages as well. So far, so good as far as the Pope and security, by the way, in the U.S. Now in New York City, then heading on to Philadelphia. And, you know, it's interesting in talking about immigration, not to go after the Pope, but just saying, I was reading today, and this is something that I had heard before, but of course this was printed in a few different places in Washington, D.C., the Pope calling for, you know, immigration leniency. We knew that that was what he was going to say, so I don't think that's a shocker. But what's interesting is, and I don't think that this is going to have any effect, by the way, on the debate, but that he's the head of the state of the Vatican. And as far as the Vatican is concerned, they have some of the most restrictive immigration and citizenship policies of any nation in the world. I know you're stunned by that, right? But it's true. So here the Pope is. He's appealing to us to welcome immigrants. I mean, this is absolutely what is the big issue, at least among the Republicans, running to become the next president of the United States. So he used this address to a joint meeting of Congress to talk about generosity toward the millions of Central and South Americans that want to come to the country and to think of the golden rule. Specifically, if you had trouble hearing him, he said thousands of persons are led to travel north in search of a better life for themselves and for their loved ones, in search of greater opportunities. Is this not what we want for our own children? We need to avoid a common temptation nowadays to discard whatever proves troublesome. Let us remember the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So, of course, immigrant rights groups were really wanting to hear what the Pope had to say and knew that this was going to come down that way, certainly. The pontiff didn't specifically mention illegal immigration during his speech, but he referred to the numbers of people coming from Latin America. So advocacy groups say, bravo, amen, you said it, you know, saying that his call for unity and acceptance should temper some of the wild rhetoric that's been part of this election run this time around. It's nothing new. We have talked about immigration for a very, very long time. It's interesting, the reaction to Senator Ted Cruz said he took the Pope's call for compassion to be a celebration of legal immigration and welcomed that. Congressman Michael Burgess, Texas Republican, said the U.S. is already doing its part to heed calls for compassion. He said, the thing that always strikes me when we get into these discussions is the United States takes in more people every year legally than the rest of the world combined, which is very true. So you start from there. He's dead on right about that. 1.7 million last year. And then you want to heap on another half a million plus. So what's the right number is what he's saying. If it's over 2 million, is that not enough? Somebody tell me what the right number is. So the Vatican, anyway, welcomes millions and millions of people a year, visitors, but only allows a few who meet incredibly strict criteria to be admitted as residents or citizens. And you could say, well, that's the Vatican and that's the Holy See, the Holy World. But just so you know, it's only about 450 of the 800 or so residents actually hold citizenship. They just did this study a couple of years ago. So the citizens are either church cardinals who live at the Vatican, the Holy See's diplomats around the world, and those who reside in the city because of their jobs. So the Swiss Guard, if you were family members of the Swiss Guard, for example, that's the people that would mostly live at the Vatican. So what the Pope said, I don't think is a surprise, and he didn't completely hammer down on that, and that's not a surprise, by the way, either, but this was one of the anticipated moments of what any of the speech would embody. Now he's got some other stops to make along the way, and perhaps he'll build on what he said in front of Congress. It wouldn't be America tonight, would it, unless we segged right into a poll, speaking of the rhetoric on the campaign trail. And in the latest New Hampshire polls, would you be shocked to learn that Donald Trump, once again, is on top? I don't think you would be shocked by that. So, of course, he is. And then Bernie Sanders, if you look at the Democrats, he leads on the other side of things. So there have been now some calls that Trump is exaggerating poll numbers, but I don't think you can get him on that because the numbers are out there and anybody can see them. You can look them up with a stroke of a key or two, and that's it. So of the likely Republican voters by the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, Trump's got 26%. Carly Fiorina, 16%. She's second. Marco Rubio, Senator from Florida, 9%. Ben Carson, 8%. Jeb Bush and John Kasich, the Ohio governor, 7%. And then it goes down from there. And as far as the Democrats are concerned, you know, this shows, again, more of the trouble for Hillary Clinton. But I think this is the trend we're seeing. And especially in New Hampshire, there's no question that Bernie Sanders is doing well there. And among students, especially, he really, really has resonated. It becomes a question of, as I have mentioned, if you look at the demographics, and that's easy to find, too, younger voters don't vote. Younger people who have the right to vote don't go out there and vote. They can't be bothered. So will they vote this time around? And how about those people that are, you know, in their late 20s, in their early 30s, who were excited and fired up about Obama? Remember, that was part of what happened with Obama. He had the young voters. So a new poll shows that Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders leads the former Secretary of State 46% to 30%. Excuse me. With the Vice President at 14%. And then you go way down from there. Martin O'Malley, who? The former Maryland Governor, 2%. Former U.S. Senator Jim Webb from Virginia, 1%. Barely even a blip on the screen. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, your financial future. I love this guy. Free money man, Stephen Kelly.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
To this conversation. Free Money Guy Stephen Kelly is with us, and he's in the best mood of anyone I know, probably on the entire East Coast. Why? Because the Patriots are on fire. Oh, unbelievable. I'll tell you what, if you have Tom Brady as your fantasy quarterback, you are in control, my friends. How do you like that, Stephen Kelly?
Well, you know, it goes back to, if you remember, the perfect season was the season that they did Spygate, right? So yeah. I'm telling these people, you don't want to, you know, it's like I think of the Incredible Hulk. Don't make me mad. You won't like me when I'm mad. They've got
yes.
him angry.
Yes, I agree. I think that has fired him up even more. Not that
it
he's
has.
Not already an incredible quarterback, but I think it's fired them up because it's dragged
it
out so long. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't.
It's like stirring up a hornet's nest.
Yep, I think of all the things that we talk about and how you look into the crystal ball and try to predict if I was going to predict anything, I wouldn't bet against the Patriots this season.
I don't think I would either, but then I never
yeah.
do. So,
yeah, smart. Who wants to bet? You don't want to bet with your money. Are you kidding? You know, speaking of that, it's a perfect segue into pensions and employer pensions and people who are at that point where they're trying to figure out what to do. I think there's always a lot of confusion with that.
I agree with you. And the fact of the matter is that pensions are a really, really good thing. I don't think anybody would dispute that. And have tremendous potential benefits for people during the course of their retirement. However, they are also very, very technical and very confusing in terms of the choices offered. And pensions, like Social Security and like so many other things in retirement, offer one opportunity to make a choice, and then that choice is something you have to live with for the rest of your life. And also, like Social Security, the typical resources available for information on pensions are few and far between, especially the sort of the go-to resources that people have available to them. In terms of Social Security, it's usually someone at the Social Security office who has maybe 15 minutes for you, knows nothing about you, and has another 30 people to talk to that day. What kind of advice are you going to get from a person like that? And with employer pensions, it's often an overworked person in an HR department who really doesn't know or understand the different choices and the ramifications of those. So I thought today we could just talk about what some of those choices are and what some of the outcomes could be when you make those choices.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, usually, think of a pension like an annuity, okay, because that's what it is. It's like an immediate annuity where you have an opportunity to put your money away, and then you get an income for the rest of your life. And there are typically three different choices that people will have with an employer pension. One is life only. A life only means that if, you know, it's a single person and when you die, the money's gone. All right? You have income and that income's going to last for the rest of your life. But if you walk out of that employment office and get hit by a car on the way out, that's it. No money. The next type of choice you have is something we call a joint and survivor. And that's where you have two people. And it's usually a spouse. So as long as either of you are alive, you will have a payout. Now, the issue with a joint and survivor is that it reduces the payout for both people. And usually joint and survivor options have two or three where maybe you can take a 10% reduction in your benefit. So let's assume that you were going to have a $2,000 a month benefit, $24,000 a year. And you decided to take a joint and survivor. Now you'd be getting, instead of $2,000, you'd be getting $1,800. And maybe that choice would buy your spouse $900 a month if you died. Okay? So You're taking a reduction, and they're getting a reduced amount. Maybe there's another choice, and that choice might be to take a 20% deduction, and both of you get that amount for the rest of your life. So you might choose to take $1,600 a month, and if you predeceased your spouse would get $1,600 a month. So that's the second option. The third option is something we call a period certain. So you might have a life with period certain, and a period certain might be, say, 10 years. And you might, that $2,000 example, you might have $2,000 for the rest of your life, or you might be able to take $1,900 a month, and if you die, your spouse gets paid for 10 years, and then it goes away. But if you die after 10 years, there is no benefit. So it's not that It's not that they get 10 years after you die. It's just in place for the first 10 years, and then so if you die after 5 years, they get 5 years. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the problems with these choices are a couple. The first thing is, on all of these choices, if both of you die, the money's gone. All right? So You've worked a lifetime to amass a benefit. You both get killed in a car crash. The money goes away, and you don't have anything left over for your kids or your estate or anything else. So that's a problem. The other problem is, in all of these cases, unless there's something called a pop-up in the pension, if your spouse predeceases you, let's take that joint and survivor, and let's say that I took the $1,600 option so that my wife would get $1,600 a month if I died, and then she dies before me. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm stuck paying that $400 a month for the rest of my life, because I don't get to go back to 2000 So I'm paying now for the rest of my life for a benefit I will never receive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Same thing with the period certain. Let's say that I took that $100 a month reduction, and then we both lived past the 10 years. Now I'm paying $100 a month or $1,200 a year for a benefit I can never receive. And the and even worse about that one is that it's a diminishing benefit. So that joint and that period certain is most valuable the day you first buy it, right? Because you get 10 years of protection.
Yeah.
After 5 years, you only have 5 years of protection. But the cost of it doesn't go down. And if you live at past the 10-year period of time, you continue to pay for it for the rest of your life. So the question becomes, what do I do with it? How can I fix this situation so that I can take back control of my life, all right, or my money? How can I set it up so, for example, if my spouse predeceases me, I can say, okay, I'm going to give up that protection now. I don't need it anymore, and I'm going to start getting my full pension back. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense, yeah.
And I was kind of thinking maybe we could talk about that next week.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think, I mean, this is valuable information. I really, and we know this, you and I talk about this all the time, and this is your world, how people put blinders on because they get so confused, and you mentioned it, then they get caught up in the rigmarole of whether it's an HR department or wherever, and I think there's this tendency to say, I have to figure this out, but then you put it aside, and then you go after it one day, and then you put it aside, and you don't want to get in that situation where it's much too late. Okay, before we jam, and then next week we're going to pick this back up again, tell everybody how they can find more information out about you, Free Money Guy.
Well, you can go to freemoneyguys.com, freemoneyguys.com, or you can call 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, and we're delighted to talk to anybody that wants to give us a call and see if we can help out.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Good talking
to you.
Thanks.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today?
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fantastic week. I know some people are dreading the fact that we're almost into October because they're thinking of the holidays. How can you dread the holidays? You know what? The holidays are whatever you make them. And plus, they're still a little ways off, right? What did Henry David Thoreau say? It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. So what do you see coming at you down the road? Just think happy thoughts. Happy thoughts, right? All right, speaking of that, a lot of you had plenty to say about the Pope's visit. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, how come the Pope didn't come to Texas? How come the Pope didn't stay longer? Well, how come the Pope didn't stay longer? A week in this country for Jay Johnson, I think the Homeland Security Secretary is probably enough. He'll probably have a nervous breakdown by the end of the trip. Are you kidding? Security concerns? This is a long trip, actually. And he chose to go to the seat of liberty, Washington, New York, Philadelphia. So perhaps he comes back and tours other parts of the country and talks to other people. But I think that a week for the Pope is enough. And like I said, I'm telling you, if you're anyone else that has to do with security, yeah, you're concerned. But so far, knock on wood, it's worked out very, very nicely. In fact, during the show, we had Justin Duckham tell us that it was kind of exciting that the Pope Mobile actually went by the talk radio news headquarters in Washington, D.C., and they all got kind of excited about it. There is kind of a buzz in the air, from what I'm told, for the people who are in the areas of where he's been, and that's how it was in Washington, and that's how it is, I guess, in New York, too. So it's not a shock that people on the Hill were excited about the Pope, and none more, I think, than John Boehner, who wept when he met him personally, and then when he sat behind him when he was addressing Congress, you could see that lip quiver. He doesn't do a good job of covering it. He should just let it flow. It's like when you're somewhere and you see people not trying to cry, it makes it worse. He was kind of like that kind of a deal. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Scotty Boy, and that's what he calls himself, Scotty Boy. Hey, Kate, big fan. I really do like America Tonight. In fact, I downloaded a lot on the GCN site. You should tell people more about that because I have a weird, wacky schedule. Sometimes I'm late, sometimes I'm early. I'm just never really quite sure. I work out on a rig. So much about the Pope has dominated the headlines. Isn't it interesting? The Pope has no effect, I don't believe, on this country, other than, I suppose, creating some goodwill, which is a good thing, no matter if you're Catholic or not Catholic. And you can take whatever he said with a grain of salt, because it doesn't really amount to a hill of beans as far as what happens in our process electorally when we're talking about electing presidents, or legislatively, or even, for that matter, what happens with our laws that are in place or are being challenged, correct? Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was gracious. He was calm and quiet. He wasn't confrontational. That's not a surprise. This isn't a confrontational kind of Pope. In fact, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, said, you know, politics doesn't involve as much nuance as he was giving to all those subjects. So I think people are going to look for things they can glom onto and say, this supports what we've been trying to say. And that's it. That sums the whole thing up. He didn't say the words climate change. He talked about immigration, but in broader terms. And, you know, that's this Pope, especially, again, in front of our legislative branch. You're right. He has no say in our government policies. Of course not. So this is just one of those, I think, feel-good visits, you know? Even the senator from Oklahoma said that the Pope was saying things that everybody would agree upon. Everybody agrees it's a responsibility to do what we can to provide a good environment. And that's kind of what the words summed up to be, if you really listened closely, because they were just short little things. And, you know, it was kind of an equal opportunity sort of speech. It really, in a way, wasn't very political. Now, we'll see what happens later in the week. Is there more politics or more pointed remarks? Maybe. I mean, maybe the speeches will be different along the way when he's at the UN and when he's in Philadelphia compared to Washington. They could all sound very different. All right, here's one from Brad. Kate, I know you do the cheap movie reviews. I have to tell you, I cannot wait to see this movie coming out about Bobby Fischer that stars the kid who played Spider-Man, and it looks to be pretty good. You know, I'm sort of a chess player, but I think that this movie is going to be good. What do you think? Well, I haven't seen the movie. We haven't done the review yet. It's called Pawn Sacrifice. It's PG-13, I know that. It does look good. It does. And it's based on the true story, of Bobby Fischer. So, and you've got some great actors in it. I would say it probably is one that would be worth taking a chance on, because you never know until you actually go and to actually go and see the movie. You can read all the reviews you want. You can listen to what people have to say, whether it's me or somebody else. But in listening to interviews and reading more about how they did this, I think he really tried to portray him and what he found to be the way people perceived Bobby Fischer and how it probably was, what it was like to be Bobby Fischer. So there's my two cents. I would put it on my radar. Yeah, I'm interested in that story, sure. And if you do go, remember, give me a movie review afterwards, and I'll send you a copy of the book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Speaking of that, here's one from Larry who says, Kate, the Russians are at it again, turning off their transponders, getting into Syria. Sneaky, sneaky, you know what's, aren't they? I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw Putin. How about you? Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, I went on a little bit of a soapbox earlier on America Tonight, and sure, if you put your list of people together that who do I trust and who do I not trust, in a fabulous, perfect world, in a cartoon world, we all get along, and we don't have to worry about bombs or attacks or jihadists or any of that kind of stuff. Of course, no, just random acts of violence, but there's a reason why you have a certain, when you live in a country, you have a certain, I don't know, inferiority complex, I'm going to call it. I think that Putin, he wants Russia to be the biggest, baddest country on the land. He wants the tag that the United States has. He's the powerful man who requires a certain amount of attention, and he wants Russia to be number one. He wants the Russian people to feel that. So, of course, he's using the full extent of his power. And that means helping Assad in Syria. Is it really more about helping Assad, or is it more about getting rid of ISIS, or what is it about? And what about oil, and what about territory, and all the things that lead to other countries fearing you? It's always about land, isn't it? It's about land. It's about territory. It's about being on top of the hill, no matter what anyone says. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Sarah. Kate, I've emailed you twice this week. Are you impressed? Yes. And Sarah says, I was a big fan of Volkswagen. I've had many in my life. I'm not driving one now, and perhaps I dodged a bullet. What a crazy scandal this is with the whole emissions thing. Cutting some corners, making some money, and now their stock has plummeted. I think I saw it at 50% down. Do you think they survive this huge black eye? They probably do. You know, boy, it is awful, though. Because it's going to take a while for the stocks to come back again. And all these violations and the amount of money that they're going to have to pay, it's a mess. I mean, it is a mess. And we don't even know the extent of it, really. It's only what they think it's going to be. But that reputation has definitely been dinged. It just goes to show you, don't always trust what you think you're hearing. I mean, if I'm a brand manager, if I'm the person that's handling VW, I'm doing everything I can to shift the thought process around as to how can I make people believe again in the product? You know, how much will the emission scandal cost? 11 million cars worldwide? That's crazy expensive. What about lawsuits? Because that's an easy lawsuit. How many people are going to go after them? That could also be incredibly crippling. So not good. And we've seen this. We've seen this with, remember, Toyota. Remember when Toyota had the sticky gas pedals? And they bounced back. But this emissions thing is somehow a little bit worse. We knew what was happening, but we're doing good. We had to save some money. So that's what we did. It's a big mistake, absolutely. And I think they bounce back. Of course I think they bounce back. But I think it's going to take some time for them to do that. And how much is it going to cost them? That's the big thing. How much is it going to cost them? I think the stock, if you're just asking me on the stock, I think the stock will dip a little bit lower, that's for sure. Hang with us.
Hey. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My brother bishops. Presently, my brother bishops here in the United States renews the call for the abolition of the death penalty. Not only do I support them, but I also offer encouragement to all those who are convinced that a just and necessary punishment must never exclude the dimension of hope and the goal of rehabilitation.
All right, once again, the Pope, and he is addressing the joint session of Congress. A lot of reaction to that, as you can imagine, and that was one of the biggest buzz, I think, stories going around across the U.S., even if it was just in passing. When I say it's the biggest buzz in the land, to me, what that means, folks, is that wherever you are, I don't care if it's Ottumwa, Iowa, I don't care if it's Sarasota, Florida, Arcadia, Florida, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Los Angeles, California, wherever, at some point in your day, someone brushes against the, hey, the Pope talked today. Hey, did you hear what the Pope said about climate change? Was he really hard-hitting? Not really, but whatever it is, whatever the comment is, you're aware of that's what people are talking about. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear, well, what did he say? Did he say anything interesting? So the buzz is over the Pope that he was actually pretty opportunistic from the sense of he was just, you know, letting everybody express. I mean, I don't mean letting everybody express. I think he was trying to reach out to everyone. In other words, he didn't hammer down. How's that? He didn't hammer down. All right, wow, we got a lot of people waiting to jump on, so let's go to it right now. Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hey, Kate. Well, where do I want to start? That guy talking about Mars.
Yeah.
Pissed me off so bad. I thought he needs to apologize to every taxpayer. He's talking about all this money for space exploration when America's basically being held together by spit and gum. I'm sorry. I just don't agree with that. I mean, we have to clean up our country and fix the budget before we spend any more money on space exploration. And the Pope? Talk about a socialist hypocrite.
You heard what I said about the Vatican, that the Vatican does not allow immigrants, really, of any kind, certainly not the illegal kind. So.
Well, I didn't hear that because that's what I was going to mention. They have the toughest immigration law. In fact, you have to be married to a worker. They have the biggest wall also. But until that man and or his bevy of cardinals get on the stick and do something about all the pedophiles, no. He's a hypocrite, and he just needs to go home and be quiet.
I think he was trying to be diplomatic and not say anything controversial. He was very, very calm and didn't really hammer down, like I said, on anything. But you're right, Izzy, if you look at what we just said right there, the Vatican, I went through all the numbers and you know it too. So, and I agree with you on the pedophiles. I mean, a lot of people were chased out of the Catholic Church because they were so disgusted by that. And
I'm a Catholic.
Yeah. So, well, you know. Yeah.
And I left the church about a year ago, I think it's been. I was even in the Sisters of Mercy nunnery, thanks to my parents. I was Yeah, when I was 16.
Wow.
Know the drill, and I'm like, no. You know, the Catholic Church has so many sins, they really need to come out of their own little hidey-ho places and start being honest. Because they really do yank my jaws.
Yeah.
And, yeah, by the way, is anybody sick of all these phone calls we're getting for elections?
Robocalls?
Oh, my God, I'm 10 times today, and I don't get that many calls in a month.
Are you getting them from both sides or no?
I don't know. I know I'm getting one from Ted Cruz. I don't know what the other numbers are, but I've checked them all, and I'm like, that's it. I've had it 20 days. I'm gone.
Oh, I love it. Izzy's going to Malta. We want to take the show to Malta. I love it. I love that you're doing that, for sure. We've talked about that, and
okay.
Good for you. So, all right, so Izzy had some interesting things to say. On the Mars stuff, I think space exploration, we can't just completely chuck it. We really have, because here's the problem with that. Unless we just really just go off into outer space, pardon the pun, but we're hitching expensive rides with the Russians. What does that say? The Russians. It's ridiculous. Now, Elon Musk and the privatization of space exploration, that's a whole different thing. And if that continues down that path, that may make more sense. But NASA's still going to get rides from him then. Dan in Texas, hello.
Had to put my headphones down, but I'm here. Hey, I got a question for you. Do you pay your tithing as a good little Catholic?
Do I pay my tithing?
Tithing, 10%.
Yes, yes. I mean, well, it's not really, you know, here's the thing. If you look at Catholicism, it's like pass the plate around yet another time. Sometimes it's, you know, they pass the plate around a lot. How much you got? That's what we want.
Okay. Well, that's one of the reasons the Pope's wanting all these little immigrants. He wants to get that plate filled up, baby.
Yeah. Come on, fill that plate. Fill it,
you know,
fill it.
I will accept all the immigrants that the Pope wants us to take as long as he takes 10 more than we do.
There you go.
To the Vatican, okay? Now,
yeah.
I want to change subjects here. Did you notice that Janet Yellen had a little heat stroke right after she dropped the bomb that they're going to raise interest rates, and then she couldn't take questions because she had to be off the air?
Yeah, what was that about?
Well, that was the way you work, that you don't have to take questions. You get sick and you got to go off the air. But there's a little undercurrent there that they're not talking about it, and nobody seems to be paying attention. I've been warning everybody about this. You've heard me do it.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to have one of the damnedest rise in inflation and deceleration of the market that anybody's ever seen. We're going to go way down the tubes. And it's going to make our money worth a whole lot less because all of the money that Obama's blown, plus he's still trying to blow more, plus all the immigrants he wants to bring in, put on welfare and food stamps and the whole nine yards. And then you got your stock market that's going to go crash, and inflation's going to go screaming out of sight. I mean, you'll pay $6-7 for a dozen eggs. It's going to be that bad. And I'm telling everybody now, you better get somewhere where you can grow some food or learn how to grow some food, because you're going to have to depend on it. It's going to be that bad. We're headed for real bad times. I hate to be a Cassandra, but by God, baby, I'm telling you, I can see the handwriting on the wall.
You know what? I've had a lot of friends, a lot of my friends, Dan, who don't care that I do this for a living, they say the same thing. I mean, this has been part of the conversation in my world about what are you doing? How are you preparing? Exactly what you said. How can you feed yourself without, you know, paying for eggs that are going to be out of this world or milk or whatever? You're right. I think I think your warning is a fair warning. That it feels really shaky, like tectonic plates, like an earthquake's about to happen.
I can see it coming on, and what we lose today in the market, what it go down to?
Oh, it just crashed. I mean, every stock imaginable was tanked. I mean, you heard what happened with Volkswagen, of course, down 50%. But again, if you looked at today's market, Dow off 77 points. I have it on my iPhone. I was looking at it, and it's all red numbers.
Yeah,
so it keeps dipping down. And you know, here's the thing. You can talk about that it's a market correction that we had made so much over 6 years.
No,
but how flat is flat? You know, how flat is flat?
Yellen's working with Obama.
Oh, yeah.
All part of the plan. And look for her, because of health matters, to have to take an exit, and somebody else will take the ball who takes over next. Okay.
Ooh, I wouldn't want to be.
I love you. Talk to you later, babe.
All right. Thanks, Dan. I wouldn't want to be that person, that's for sure. And the jacking up of the interest rates, he's right, is pretty scary. Keep an eye out for sure. And thanks for listening to America Tonight.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.